Hello and welcome to the Even Me podcast. This is More Speaks.
And your girl Kim.
And your girl Kim.
And today we are going to be learning your worth. So, Kim, bring us in.
Well, learning your worth is learning that what you deserve and what you, you know, don't deserve, like basically what you really deserve as a person. Like, we all do wrong, we all make mistakes, but that doesn't make you less than the next person, because a lot of people make you. This is the thing, when people don't know their narcissist ways, they don't understand that, and it makes other people, as empathetic people who is just trying to be nice, be a friend, or be, you know, someone there, they think that, oh, this person is just, you know, messed up, had a bad time, so they're not worth anything. And I think what our pastor preached about Sunday is, you know, you are worthy, you are, no matter what the situation you've been through. And people need to understand that. They think that it's only kids that can feel like not worthy. Adults too. And it stemmed from their childhood. And most people feel like they overly worthy of stuff because I guess they have that high self-esteem of themselves. But way they transpose it to other people, like, I'm so worthy of it, you not. And that's, I guess, me coming in and knowing what I'm worth and what I don't deserve, that's another entity into itself. Like, you know, yesterday, who I had to call and to allow me to get these emotions out, and my best friend Anthony. But you know, it's been a long trial for me to understand my worth, you know. I feel like if I give so much of this part of me, you know, that's going to make me worthy of somebody, of emotions, of love, or respect. It doesn't. I have to know my self-worth, and I know what I deserve and what I don't deserve to be mistreated. So that's what I'm saying about it, knowing your worth.
And we've talked about this before, knowing your worth. I mean, we've spun this topic many different ways, and I think, you know, we got to come back to it because certain situations still, you know, will come up. Mm-hmm. It's not like every situation fixes itself, or, you know, you find the end all be all for these situations. And knowing your worth, your self-worth, you know, helps you move in the right direction, which that's what you're trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. In the right direction, you know, get away from these folks that don't treat you right, because you got to know your worth to know who's treating you right and who's not. I think that in the day-to-day situations, if you don't know your self-worth, yourself, because anyone can tell you, oh, you're great, you know, you I love you, I want to be with you, but if you don't understand your own self-worth, you're going to sell yourself short. You're going to settle for things you're not supposed to, and we spoke about this as well, you know, settling for something, you know, just to have a relationship, or settling mm-hmm. for second best because you don't think that you'll ever find something better, which mm-hmm. that's something you need to know in your mind. Hey, this is what I want, and you stick to that, because yeah. you don't want to, like I said, you know, a couple seconds ago, you don't want to sell yourself short. You don't mm-hmm. want to just pick this person just because, you know, given the situation, you know, we were talking about earlier, is, you know, you don't want to be in a situation that you're going to demean yourself, or you're going to put yourself in an awkward situation dealing with other people that you don't know, or do something with someone that you kind of like, you may like, but you're not 100% sure. You don't even know if you want to pursue a relationship with this person. So I think it's best to just, you know, sit back and kind of like gauge the situation and don't move forward with someone like that, because you're going to end up hurting yourself or getting hurt, mm-hmm. you know, in the long run, because this person's going to end up showing their true colors, because you really haven't got that information or got that, you know, the vibe from them. So I think that knowing your self-worth will help you later on in that relationship, or later on in your path that you're looking for. Because I don't know, I've told you before that I feel like the relationship I'm in, I know my worth, I know her worth, and I know that I would not cheat on her to go deal with someone that's second best, because I got, you know, someone that, you know, completes me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past, I thought that person completed me, but, you know, lo and behold, I found other stuff. So, you know, I'm saying that you already went through many trials and tribulations, or, you know, and other folks as well. Don't put yourself in that predicament to go back through that again, especially right now in your healing mm-hmm. season right now.
Yeah. And, you know, I've learned that what triggers need to step away. Yes, I'd be quiet. Usually I have stuff to say, but I know I have to watch what I say. I have to mind my words and mind my thoughts, because, you know, I can say stuff or I can move away because it's just those triggers. And you're not to fault too many people about my triggers, but, you know, especially if you've been knowing me or you consider yourself an associate or a friend of mine, you know my triggers. You know what I don't like, and I should know yours. But I, knowing that some people don't find you worthy of things, they don't care about that. They'll do whatever they do, say whatever they say, and just be that particular person to make you feel less than. And then think it's, oh man, I don't remember saying that. What? I can't make you feel a certain way. What? You think you can't. And that's like, you know, right now, today, after yesterday, today, after talking, you know, after we had our conversation, it's like, I don't care about being the villain anymore. If being the villain means protecting my peace and my sanity, I think that's the best thing for me. And I know what I'm worthy of giving, and I know what I want in return. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot of people that, you know, like friends and associates that respect me, new friends that I ran into, and when they talk positive about me, don't let nobody, you know, smother your fire, you know. And I feel like that has happened all over again, you know. Yeah. Not the same relationship, but it's just like I'm allowing people to smother me, and then I'm allowing myself to conform to be around them. And really, in reality, they don't care. I'm just thinking, like, so many people say that this person is not for you, or this person is not your friend. I have to understand and see that for myself. And then things that I'm seeing, hey, why would you say this? Why would you do this? That definitely makes me step back and say, okay, Kim, you don't need to overreact. You just need to think, do you like what that person said to you? Do you feel that that's hurtful to you? Just because they just say they're joking, how did that make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Because 9 times out of 10, I just actually took whatever anybody dished out, because I was in fear of rejection. That's a big problem I had. Fear of being, you know, I wanted somebody or be around somebody. I wanted someone to love me. I wanted to be included. Now I don't give a shit. Like, I mean, it's to the point is, if you don't want to be around me, and I know I got a lot to offer and a lot to give, I just need to accept that, because that means that, like we said before, God is removing these people. And some ways he remove them, he'll let them hurt you so bad, or he'll let them walk away. So either you getting hurt like the snake with the sword, and the snake kept rapping because he got angry with the sword and kept biting the sword till he cut his own self up. Mm. that's what happened. You keep wrapping yourself up in somebody else and want to be in the company of people that in reality, they're not bad people. They're just bad for you. So I had to figure that out. Like, you know, no, I didn't like the way this was done. Even though you say you didn't do it, but I don't like the way this was done. So you're not a bad person. You're probably a good person for other people. But as for me, you're not a good person for me. And then it's just that trying to explain that to people is like, oh, there you go. You're going off. No, I'm not. I am trying to, why this fire is low. I'm trying to explain myself before it becomes into a volcano. I know what I'm worth. I know what I deserve. I know that I don't deserve any of this. And right now you're not a good person, even though for everybody else, you show up and you're a good person for them. But for me, you're not a good person for me. And I'm sorry that I have to start stepping back. And that hurts me even more because of the heart I have stepping back from a person. But that's what I have to do because I'm going to kill myself or I'm going to cut myself so bad dealing with these people that don't really care and going to move on anyway.
Yeah, and we spoke about this yesterday and mm-hmm. in the past. I think you have to do that I don't give a fuck attitude, you know, to certain people because you got to put yourself first. And mm-hmm. and we've been saying this, yourself has to be first because in the end, the only person that's going to mostly care for you is going to be yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, your kids, because your kids are your kids, but only one that's going to care for you like you care for yourself is going to be yourself. And all these people that are talking, you know, trash or shit, you know, they're going to just move away, get away from you and won't even be there for you. So you just got to distance yourself from anybody who's negative, you know, whoever is holding you back. And we've been saying this, you know, got to look to the future and stop looking back. Stop looking in the rearview mirror, you know, to these old people that you've already dealt with in the past or who hurt you in the past. Yeah, they may change from time to time and you may feel a certain way. And I was thinking this when you were talking. Sometimes a new friend is a better friend than an old friend because an old friend knows old things about you or something in your past, and it's going to use that against you. Because we say that all the time, you know, people use stuff against you. You know, Kim, you did this. Anthony, you did this. You used to do this. Remember, you used to do this and this, and they'll say these things in the wrong time. You know, it could be you bring a new man around or something, or a new friend, and they're like, man, Kim used to do this. You remember that, Kim? And they put you on the spot, and you know you don't want to lie because then they're gonna be like, well, yeah, she's lying, she says this. You know, with new friends, it's like a fresh start. It's like a new man. You know, you're learning each other. You're going through the motions and trying to get to know each other. A friend is the same thing. You know, you don't have to dip right into a relationship with you know, a girl or a guy. You know, you can just take it slow and like they'll learn you. They'll learn the new Kim, the new Anthony, and they won't know the old one. They won't know your past relationships, your past, you know, hurt, your trials, your tribulations. Now they just know they know the future of you, you mm-hmm. know, because you don't want people dealing with the old you or bringing the old you back out, because that's all them people gonna do. The old people, they're just gonna bring the old, you know, Kim out. You know, not the new and improved Kim that, you know, sent all these eviction notices, because now you just reneged on an eviction notice mm-hmm. because you brought that person back into your life and you're allowing them to hold you back again. Mm-hmm. You know, just gotta move forward.
Yeah.
You like that, huh? I got you.
I like you. You got me. You made me speechless. Ooh. Whoa, that's hard. I mean, I think, you know, you want to believe good in people, right? You know, I know What did you say?
You want to.
Yeah. And I always
want to take back that eviction notice. I know.
Yeah. And I always try to believe good in people, but it always be something that they say, something that they do. And then I'll be like, wait a minute. Did you just do the same shit? But let me say something or do something. Oh, you remember what you did in the past? No. Remember, we're not going off the past, right? We're going off the future or the present. And that's how they do. So I think a lot of people with me will grab what I did in the past and use it against me. Yeah. And be like, oh, you went off, or you did this, you know, wait a minute, hold on. Like we said on the last podcast, how many straws did, you know, got on the camel back before he, you know, broke. So I'm like, how long did it take me to erupt? I kept telling you, I kept singing it to you, I begged it to you, and I felt this eruption going on, and you're not understanding it. So what am I supposed to do? When you do it again, I'm going to go off. Then the volcano die down and it's okay. Yeah, it's lava everywhere. But I did try to warn you. And I hate when I try to warn people. At least I'm giving you an insight to me. Hey, you might get bit. Because my thing of it is, I don't want my ex to be right. I really don't want him to be right. So I'm trying to change some things that I took from our conversation, what we did to each other. You know, I took those and said, okay, maybe I need to make changes in that. You know, maybe I need to change this way about me. That simple as it now, you know, changing the personality that I have, being loving and sweet. That's one thing I'm never going to change. I'm trying not to. But changing where stepping away and just step away, just get away, just monitor my mind and my mouth at that time. And then if I feel like I have to say something, I just need to move around or move you out my way. And that's the thing. People think when they find a better friend, they forget about the friend that's always been there and been empathetic with them. So I think that when you find a better friend, just go ahead and be with that friend. Don't come back calling on me, because apparently I wasn't good enough friend to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that I would, you know, something like that I would take as a sign, not so much that you wasn't good enough for him, that they're trying to move on or trying to act like they're moving on. You should move on yourself. I mean, mm-hmm. that's more of like an inclination, you know, let me do my own. Mm-hmm. You know, we said it before, you can do bad by yourself. You're doing really good mm-hmm. by yourself. But I think going backwards and dealing with old relationships, old people in the past, old, you know, friends, or, you know, anything in that line, I think is going to hurt you more, mm-hmm. you know, especially, you know, dealing with an ex or something. And I mean, to me, that never worked. You know, I thought it would. It worked for a little while and just went back to normal. Mm-hmm. But I think in your case, you know, you got a fresh start. Mm-hmm. Got a whole new house, got an upgraded job, mm-hmm. you know, you got your kids with you, you know, I say move forward, you know, make new friends, mm-hmm. you know, and like we said before, just keep them around and learn them before, you know, it turns into a relationship. Just because you got to get them, you got to know them better, you got to know what they're worth. Because you don't want to go into a relationship with a broken duck or something like that. Or, you know, what you say, a PIP, PPL, OPP, other people's problems.
No, I didn't say other people's problems. What do you get that from? I said, protect, provide, and love, PPL. I want somebody like that to protect, provide, and love. And I mean,
and that's what you got to look for. I think, you know, you're worth it. You know, everyone in this life is worth it. You don't want to keep going and dealing with these, the same, maybe not the same person, but the same symptoms of a person. You know, they drink, or they love you now, they don't love you later, or they say something about you and then say, ha ha ha, that's not that, I was just kidding. You know, or don't deal with you and your kids, you know, or something. You know, in that line, you know, you have to make sure you're dealing with a person who like I said, completes you. Because if they don't complete you, or they want you to pay all the bills, or they want you to just be around for a quick fuck or something, you know, that's not the person that you're looking for in the long run. You know, that's just someone, you know, Mr. Right Now, how they call it. You know, it's not a person that's going to be there for the long haul. And that's what you're looking for, because, you know, if you're going through this and you're looking for something that's worth your time, worth you know, trying to put, you know, your emotions and your heart into it, I think you need to look and be choosy. Be a choosy lover, let's put it that way.
Choosy lover. Yeah, okay. You silly.
So, yeah. I mean, I think, I mean, yeah, you know, as of right now, you're still broken. So you're gonna deal with that kind of stuff first. But I think in the end, you're going to find somebody, and maybe somebody listening to the podcast.
I don't know. No, don't see my crazy eye. Y'all didn't see my crazy eye. No, it's not. But
Twitch.
Yeah, it's that Twitch, the crazy eye. No, you know, the thing of it is, what I can say that I've learned after me and my ex talks that we had. You know, there's still, everything is not worked out with our kids. But as far as the talks that we had, I can say, and I'm just not bringing it back up, that I'm not going to find, we both know that we're not going to find in whoever what we had with each other. You know what I'm saying? So that we just have to accept that we may find other things that will be in somebody that will be beneficial, because we can't go back. There's no way. I would never go back. Anyway, it was just too much hurt. It was too much pain. But what it was is we lost self of each other. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't come back into, okay, well, I know she's worthy of a conversation. I know he's worthy of a conversation. And all it was is we left a relationship because we couldn't communicate. You know, after 10 years, you grow. And I was growing, he grew, and we didn't know each other. It was like we was in the house and didn't even know each other anymore. So that started, you know, him stepping out, me ignoring him. It just started a whole lot of things. But now that I know what I'm worth, I don't have to accept, okay, I can't express myself, or I can't tell you what I want or what I don't want, or what I'm leaning toward to achieve. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem that, you know, a lot of us have, that we figure that person is not going to be on board with our new life of achieving, you know, different things, growing, you know. I didn't know that at the end that he was upset because I started a business and he wasn't a part of it. Did you talk to me? Did we have a conversation about it? You know, I told you what I was trying to do, and I didn't know you wanted to be involved, but it was just a lot. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, people don't understand. Let's have a conversation, a legitimate, intelligent conversation. And I never want to go through that again. I know that. I never want to go through where you don't want to talk. There's a problem with communication. Yeah, too much communication ain't good, but just the right amount of communication to know where you're going and know where I'm going and what we both strive into. So I know I'm worthy of that in a relationship. So when I do decide I want to get one or really be out here day number. It just, I got a lot of the stuff to do. You know, I got a big responsibility with the house. I got big responsibilities that I'm trying to take care of. And I want to be totally healed before I deal with anybody. And I appreciate if he ever listened to this podcast, which I think he's listening now. I do appreciate that, you know, some of the information he did tell me, that how much he did care, and I told him to leave. We wasn't communicating to figure out who the new Kim is and who the new he is. So I feel bad about that, but I didn't feel bad because of what you allowed yourself to do. You know, you allowed yourself to forget about the family because you couldn't say, hey, you know, I understand you graduating. I want to be there. I want to make sure we still the same. You know, I know you're growing in life. You know, I couldn't be the same Kim anymore. You know, after 10 years, I had to grow and change because he wasn't going to accept that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm a stay-at-home mom and our son is 10 years old now, come on now. He can go to daycare. I can move on. But, you know, I appreciate some of the stuff that I'm learning about myself. And it took, you know, conversations that, you know, we had that I do deserve more. I do deserve more, way more than I, you know, get back from people. So got another set of eviction letters to go out, you know, another round, because I guess I allowed them to stay and it's still they didn't treat the property, you know, correctly. So they didn't treat
what do you call those?
The final notice? I don't know.
Squatters.
Yes. Yeah.
Squatters. I mean, they don't own the property, but they're just sitting around.
I got a couple of squatters, and they may be good for other people, right? But they're not good for me. You know,
listening to what you said, you said that you and him came to the agreement that both of you are never going to find someone like each other.
Because the thing of it is, I had to admit, no matter how angry you are at a person when the relationship ends, but you should be like, you know, Usher said, good, good. You know, you want the best for that person. It didn't work out between you. We both, I don't know any man that I've talked to watch cartoons like I watch cartoons. That was our, like, we was two big kids, right? And I mean, we had to be serious. We had to do things with the kids, which we did. But we went to the movies and watched the cartoon while the kids was falling asleep laughing. And I mean, we shared that type of bond with each other that when it was good, you know? But when I started changing and I seen he change and I didn't understand the person that I was dealing with, and he didn't understand the person that he was dealing with, we didn't communicate properly on that. And we allowed other things to step in the way. So I just don't think I'm gonna find anyone that accept me to being me, you know? If I say the word, you know, I like...
You'll find it, because there's always one or two people that matches your energy. It's not just that one. Yeah, you know, you and him had a special bond and you guys, you know, watch cartoons together. There's got to be another person, you know, because I always said, you know, I would never find someone who matches me, who does, you know, play video games. And the person I was with at first didn't really like video games. You know, the person I'm with now doesn't like video games. So it's like, I found somebody who matched my energy still, but you know, what I lack in, you know, she strives in, and what she strives in, I lack in. So I think sometimes two people that are too alike could tend to grow apart because they become lackadaisical, something like that. They come, you know, too relaxed in the relationship, and they grow apart, and they don't see that they're not meshing well anymore, and that's how they grow apart. But I mean, I don't think it's, I can't really pinpoint and say that that's what it was. I mean, maybe you guys just grew apart, grew, the love grew further and further, and you know, someone else, you know, attracted their interest or your interest or who, someone's interest, or you know, they were too busy, you know, trying to move up in the world or something, you know, and that's how you guys, you know, you did your business because the communication wasn't there anymore. And of course, once, you know, you got your business going, he's going to be like, oh, well, you didn't say nothing about it. Well, you didn't care. You wasn't there. You didn't care what the heck I was doing until I did it. So, I mean, that tends to happen. It means I've done a bunch of business stuff myself and buy and sell stuff. And I did it on my own, you know, until like the end, my fiance finally knew what I was doing. But, you know, it wasn't like I was doing something bad. You know, I was making money, side money to buy, you know, parts for my car. And I did that for a few years until now. I'm not even really interested in doing anything with my car because it's, you know, now I work from home pretty much. So I'm not even driving it often. So,
yeah. And when I say that somebody to match mine's, like, if I say a word wrong, right? And misuse the word, right? I would expect that person to just like, okay, you used that wrong, but you know, I'm not gonna call y'all. And not that they dislike, because you dislike this portion of me here, but you don't know the whole other side of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can say I disliked him as a friend, you know, my ex. As me and him being friends, I would have disliked him as a friend, but in a relationship, he got to see the softer side of me. I got to see the softer side of him or whatever, but we just didn't. Like, I don't have no remorse for it. It didn't work out. I don't feel no regrets, you know, like, it is what it is, and we grew, and sometimes God just removed things that doesn't grow with you. Or you're not growing. He removed things that you're not growing with. You know what I'm saying? To get you out so he can call on you. So it was a lot of that. But I know my worth. And I know I'm a good person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know I'm just a caring person and a good person. And I just felt like so bad. Only thing I know now, my trust. And people, I have to build it up. I don't trust people very. I mean, I trust you. So, you know, I call you, what is going on? I can do that with you.
You call me up and talk to me.
And be crunch. That I can't really cry with everybody else because they so hard. You know what I'm saying? I can, you allow me, we've been friends for so long, that you allow me to be that way. And okay, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that.
Yeah, because you know who to be vulnerable with. You know I'm not going to use that against you or bring it up and hurt you. You know, you can only do that with certain people, because if you were to do that with someone who already, you know, talks down on you or something like that, is they're just going to hurt you in the long run. But we're going to pick this conversation back up in our next podcast.
Two and two.
Two and two.
Two.
Two, like a commercial.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right. Man. So this has been the Even Me Podcast with More Speaks.
And your girl, Kim.
And your girl, Kim. And we out. Ah.